With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information. I promise you, you won't want to miss it. It's a live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. 5600. And one of the best parts of listening to Get Down to Business this week in particular is not only our fantastic lineup of guests, but it's a welcome break from the politics and the news that's just all over. So give yourself a break. Trust me, it's worth it. Listen to Get Down to Business. We're on every Sunday at 6 p.m. And I've got a fantastic full studio lineup of guests joining me here in studio. First up on the program, I've got Albert Ferguson, a returning guest of Fitness Matrix. Albert, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So, last time we talked a little bit about how professionals can be more, call it healthy, but also actually more productive. And I know that's something that is a priority for you at Fitness Matrix. And I know that you are working with men, women, children, but you have a philosophy. Tell us a little bit about your background and why you chose to be doing the things that you are doing.
Sure. My background came from psychology, actually, which I studied in undergraduate. And then I went on and got a business degree. And when I was done, I realized that we took so much care of the business ins and outs, but we didn't take enough care of ourselves as resources. And it was very important to me to contribute in any way that I could and to make sure that people were focused on taking care of themselves so that they could be more productive for themselves and for their company and for their families.
So we'll talk a little bit about the services that Fitness Matrix provides in the community. Again, men, women, children. We're focused here today on professionals. Let's talk about the average day of a professional and what perhaps you think some people need to change. I know we're going to talk throughout the program actually a little bit about actually stress and distractions, and we're going to continue that conversation. But I mean, I know how many meetings I have over breakfast, lunch, dinner. Is that a healthy lifestyle? What can most professionals do to change?
Well, the most important thing is, eliminating bad habits and picking up good habits and try not to do everything all at once. So when it comes to, making sure you get a good night's sleep, if it can come to making sure you're eating for energy, when it can come to making sure that you make a little bit of time in your day to take care of yourself so that you can have a little bit more, longevity through, the various meetings and over the course of your day, and so that you can be strong when you go home for your family. I would say that probably the easiest things to do from the get-go is to set aside, to schedule time specifically for yourself, 2 to 3 times a week, whether it's 20 minutes to an hour, when you can work on, reaching your fitness goals.
So fitness, how important is fitness versus nutrition? I know that they're both, in the scheme of things, very, very important. Why do you mention fitness, and why do you focus on the Fitness Matrix?
Right. They are intertwined, of course. When people eat, they tend to think of calories. What you're really eating for are nutrients, which is more important. And you need to make sure that there's a balance between what it is that you're doing in your day and how it is that you're eating. We focus on fitness because it's something that we can affect when people are with us. Nutrition is 24 hours a day. That's something where people need an education, and we will help them learn what they should and shouldn't be eating, but also understanding that it's not a one-size-fits-all proposition, right? That, different people, depending on their schedules, have to eat different things, and they have to eat at different times and different amounts. But the fitness we can control, and that's where we start, in addition to giving them some nutritional guidance as well.
So I want to ask for your advice for two different types of people.
Okay.
Many of our listeners are business owners, and they might be running around, much like you and I, running around meetings and talking to people all the time. I'm curious, what advice do you have for somebody like that to implement into their busy, busy lifestyle a fitness regimen, as well as for the worker at an office, somebody who might be working in a cubicle, might be working a 9-to-5 job that doesn't have the flexibility to perhaps do some of the more, call it flexible things that a business owner might be able to do. How can somebody into their workday add a bit of fitness? And then, of course, I want to talk about outside of the workday some of the services that Fitness Matrix offers.
Thank you much. Now, I would say that definitely for the business owner, early morning is usually the best time to get it done. First things first, you prioritize your health, because without your health, there's nothing else.
Albert, I've seen your emails from, I think we email back and forth sometimes at some insane hours of the morning.
Very
so early morning is a good time to get going.
It's a good time to get going. The day starts right. A lot of people say that your first hour is the rudder of your day. Now you get up, even if it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you get started then. That way you can make sure no matter what comes along the rest of your day that you already have your fitness out of the way. Now for someone who might not have the flexibility of an actual business owner, then we're talking about trying to work it in as part of your day. It'd be wonderful if you have an on-site gym or an on-site program, not to jump to the end, but some of the things we're interested in doing, right, so that you can escape for 25, 35 minutes, get a workout in, grab a bite to eat, and then...
Albert, that's fascinating. You just said 25, 35 minutes.
Correct.
It sounds like sometimes the little things that make a big difference. You don't need to block out 2 hours for a workout, do you?
No, absolutely not. There's an inverse relationship between intensity and duration. You get people, so I worked out 2.5 hours. Well, you couldn't have been working out, but so hard. So what we want to do is we do want to make sure that it's respects what your current fitness level is. We want to make sure that it makes sense given your day and the frequency that you're doing it. But you can get quite a bit done in just a short amount of time.
Fantastic. So, Albert, you have fitness studios in Evanston.
Correct.
And I believe some exciting news, a new studio opening as well.
Right.
Breaking news here and get down to business,
going,
of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of the classes that are offered for folks that might have a hard time creating a fitness routine on their own, either in the workplace or simply have trouble getting motivated to do the things that they need to do. You basically make that process so easy because you have classes available. Tell us a little bit about some of those programs.
Absolutely. Well, the Fitness Matrix itself is sort of breaking apart into three different businesses. The Fitness Matrix focuses on personal training, small group training. We do that early in the morning. It can be expensive for some people to pay for a personal trainer. So what we have is small groups, 6-8 people working at the same time, sharing that cost, doing that early in the morning so they can get
sharing
that done.
Sharing the sweat.
Sharing the sweat, too. Sweat equity. And getting that done before they actually go to work. And then also, we're changing the name of the Fitness Matrix. It's going to have a North Shore Boxing and MMA. That's really powered by this great group of instructors from Seraphim MMA. And they offer Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. They offer Thai boxing. We offer Krav Maga. We offer boxing, both in the early morning, the mid-morning, and in the evening. And then Continuum, which is a new space that is opening, deals more with corrective exercise. So if you imagine someone who's between physical therapy and actually working with a trainer, we want to get that person from point A to point B safely.
So I'm hearing a theme, Albert. It sounds like you are really creating a resource for folks to become fit, to whether they want to attend the LeanFX class in the morning and get their day off to a good start, or perhaps somebody that might be interested in some of these other classes. But you're also talking on the program, but also going into workplaces, also educating people on how they can change their lifestyle to become more fit, as well as also, as you mentioned, corrective action as well for folks that might be in a bad place. But also you're talking about nutrition and how important that is. It's absolutely fantastic. So tell us a little bit about how people can find the schedule of classes or certainly sign up for some personal training as well.
Oh, they can find me on the website, thefitnessmatrix.me, Montana Echo at the end. That's the best place to go. You can go to our schedules and you'll see our classes for men, women, and children. Another big theme is that, you want the whole family involved. It's very difficult if your children are eating one thing and you're eating something else. It's nice to go to work out, know that your child can work out at the same time. So the best place to find us in our schedule is thefitnessmatrix.me.
And I just want to touch on for one more minute while we have you here. This is something that it's not a commitment that you need to make. It's not like you're signing up for a program that perhaps you might not be able to commit to. You're not talking about the lifetime fitness, where it's just, you know, sign up, New Year's is right up, or coming up right upon us, and then a week into the year, you're not doing it. First of all, Albert, you are among the best motivators I've ever seen.
Thank you.
And you really have created a great package and model. Just explain that to us for just a moment.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of this fitness business is about memberships. Let's get you in for a membership. We want to get 20,000 members when we know we can only support 2,000 or 3,000 in our facility, which I think is the opposite of the way it should be. This should be service-based, a la carte in a sense. The more you come, right, the more you get service you get. So that was always the concept around it, is making sure that we're giving people the help, the support, the guidance, and the education that they need to succeed.
Fantastic. TheFitnessMatrix.me. You could check out the schedule of classes, get in touch with our good friend Albert Ferguson, and sign up for some of the programs, but also just have a conversation. Have a conversation about fitness, have a conversation about nutrition. But the main thing is, before the new year, do it right, have that discussion. It is achievable. It is achievable. And in fact, we're going to be continuing this discussion about how professionals can focus on their goals and actually achieve them in a sustainable way. And you're going to be fascinated with our next guest that's coming up right after this quick break. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Chicago, don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more for you coming up right after this quick break. Back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And I'm joined here in studio by the author of The Top Three Dangerous Trends Threatening Your Business Performance. That is my good friend, Louis Araz. He is joining us here to continue that discussion about how companies, how professionals can optimize their own personal performance, but also avoid those, frankly, very costly things that for a company, when you have multiple employees and they're not being productive, that's actually a monetary loss to business, isn't it, Louis?
Oh, yes, it is. Thanks for having me, Shalom. Yeah, that's actually known as presenteeism. Now, everybody knows what absenteeism is. That's when you're too sick and you stay home and can't come to work, and that does cost businesses a lot of money. But even worse is when you're not sick enough to go home, so you stay at work and you start messing up things, you start not focusing on your job tasks, you start getting mad at the people around you. That costs up to $300 billion a year to the entire country of companies. So there's a lot of problems there.
And it's fascinating. Obviously, we know this country is filled with folks that, let me just try to say this as nicely as I can, don't have a major focus on attention. Everybody's jumping from thing to thing, and it's the culture that we're in.
Correct.
But the reality is we're leading busy lifestyles, and folks aren't getting the sleep that they need. We're not doing the things that lend to a productive lifestyle. But you believe, Louis, that companies can make some changes to ensure that their employees and they themselves as a business owner can be more productive. Tell us, I don't want you to give away all the secrets of the book, but tell us a little bit about some of the things that business owners listening to this program can implement in the work week this week.
You're absolutely right. It has to come from a top-down mentality, because if too many of the programs that are out there, only the employees are the ones who are told to go into it, it has to come from the executives up top. Some of the things that they can do, some of the things that Albert was talking about before, is starting the day off right, making sure that you have that moment in the morning where you're focusing on what it is you're going to be doing for the rest of the day. When Albert was talking about, and he was talking a little bit about nutrition, and one of the things that I look for is the foods that actually are going to give you the most energy that you need to carry you throughout the day the longest. For me, those are things that are more like fats, and which will sustain you a lot longer than the average breakfast that somebody will have.
So, Louis, it sounds like you're recommending that companies really rethink even their office environment. And this isn't only applicable, I hope, to big companies that have a big budget to put in a fancy gym, but also to small businesses as well. But the snacks that they might be putting out,
absolutely,
putting out something that, as you said, lends itself to productivity.
Exactly, because for me, if we're talking about most companies, they're in meetings all day. And if you're in a meeting, we're talking about you're sitting there all day and you need your brain to work. One of the things that most of the research has been showing is how much sugar affects the brain and actually causes it to not work as well. Whereas your brain is made up of 70% fat. And if you are on a diet that doesn't allow for fats, guess what? Your brain's not working properly. So some of the things that I start looking at are some of those avocados, the egg yolks, the walnuts, and the almonds to allow the brain to actually work a little bit better. This is one area that we talk about.
You beat me to it. I was going to ask for some of those examples. Those are very helpful, hopefully, to many business owners. And Lewis, I know this is very personal to you. Mm-hmm. I know that you that this is a passion. Tell us briefly the story of why you are doing the work that you're doing. And of course, I want to make sure that our listeners can contact you if they want to discuss the subject and learn how they can create a better culture in their workplace. But Lewis, why did you get this started?
So I got started about 7 years ago. My wife got sick. My background is in science and physics and computer technology, but my wife got sick and all the doctors that we were visiting weren't really helping her. And doctors are fantastic for what they do and they're great. The issue was that her things were so complicated, nobody was focusing on her. So I started using my research to start finding out those things. Started realizing that all the symptoms that she had weren't the actual issues. There were higher root causes that nobody was talking about, the lifestyle stuff that most people don't focus on. So going deeper and deeper into the science, I started realizing two things. All the chronic issues that she had were all based on inflammation and her inability to make energy. When I started going really looking into it, I started noticing that the body actually functioned more like a business. And it got really interesting because it was all about stress. And all of the research that's out there that goes to health, performance, and recovery goes to two areas: soldiers for war and athletes for sports. But there's another group that really has as much chronic stress as those two groups, but nobody teaches them these things, and it's entrepreneurs and executives, because we know that our game for business goes on 24/7, 365, and there's always somebody coming after us. But athletes and even soldiers, they understand recovery and off seasons, but we don't get that in the business world. So I realized there's a need, because more and more business people, they waste their health trying to gain their wealth, only to end up wasting their wealth trying to buy back their health. And we've seen some amazing minds in businesses that we've lost, from Steve Jobs to so many other different business people that they're fantastic business people, but they've lost either their brain, their business, or their lives. And we are we're having problems because of that.
And you ask a very, very pointed question on the very top of your website, which we'll be sure to send our listeners to. Are you killing it in business, or is business killing you?
Yeah.
And I think that's really, as I said, a very pointed question, and it leads to a lot of soul searching. But one thing that I think all of our listeners can relate to is this concept that executives are actually paid to think. Mm-hmm. And if you, I mean, it's literally actually, it's detrimental if you are doing things either within your company or to yourself that's actually limiting your ability to think and come up with those creative solutions that you're working so hard to do to grow the company.
Yep.
You're not saying that everybody should quit their jobs and go off and just relax on a beach. We know that's not practical. You're saying that there's simple things that people can do, including starting their day off right, as Albert started talking about earlier, eating the right things. Give us another tip that our listeners can take back in their workplace this week.
Absolutely, because like you said, it's not about not ever having stress. You're always going to have stress. It's about understanding how to manage your stress, because the way I look at it is this: as far as stress goes, the oldest part of your brain is the one that manages what happens to you when you're under stress. It doesn't know the difference between you being chased by a tiger or if your boss is asking for that report that you're missing. So you have to learn how to retrain your brain to understand this new world that you're in. One of the things that I do, there's things called biofeedback. Heart rate variability is one device. It's a small little device that you can get, less than $100, where you can plug it into your ear, you clip it on, and it measures your heart rate, the beats between your heart rate. And if you're under stress, the light turns one color. If you breathe properly and you actually focus, you get the light to change, and it shows you what you're doing right. One of the reasons I do this, because most people, they think about, oh, for stress reduction, I need yoga. What happens there? Most people can't stop thinking, and it's not about that. But this device allows you to refocus and make sure that you're in that right mindset so that way you can maintain focus and you can maintain productivity.
We're chatting with Louis Araz, the best-selling author of the top three dangerous trends threatening your business performance. And on your website, you actually have a store where people can actually find some of the items that can actually help them. They could actually get a copy of the book,
yep,
as well as you have a fantastic blog and a lot of great content and information that's available. I want to make sure our listeners can get a hold of you. You've got a lot to share, whether somebody's a business owner or they're a professional that just wants to become more productive. Louis, how can people get a hold of you?
They can reach me at optimizedprimate.com, or they can give me a call, 773-295-1317.
Fantastic. And once again, that website, optimizedprimate.com, and there's a lot of great content and information, and I appreciate you sort of giving some of those tips right here on Get Down to Business that folks can take back with them. But I implore you, if you're a business owner, do something to save yourself money. It might cost a few bucks in the short term, but it will actually save you're suggesting potentially billions of dollars to our economy a year. And you actually have a cute little calculator where people can actually calculate the loss of dollars when you're not doing these things. So Louis Araz, thank you again for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thanks, Shalom. Bye.
Absolutely. So coming up after the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information for you here on Get Down to Business. You don't want to miss it. We've got more guests, a fantastic guest. I'll introduce him in just a few minutes after the quick break and headlines. Once again, Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And in fact, you can get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business and get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. On my website, many networking tips, advice, and information. In the meantime, don't touch the dial. More for you after the break.
The mainstream media has a...
Chicago.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business. And as promised, I'm joined here in studio by our next guest, Ed Durnell, good friend and an area vice president for Arthur J. Gallagher. And Ed, thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Ed, I know you're involved in a lot of important work, and I want to talk about community and some of the things that I know you're so passionate about. But let's talk first about business. Arthur J. Gallagher, tell us a little bit about the company and how long you've been there.
Well, I just recently joined Arthur J. Gallagher. It's a $5 billion organization, and I like to say it's a $5 billion mom-and-pop shop. They treat their employees not like I've ever seen in any organization. They're the fourth largest commercial insurance broker in the world, behind Aon and Marsh and Willis. And we provide all kinds of insurance products, be it crime or property and casualty or cyber. We pride ourselves in providing an incredible risk management program and structure to help businesses secure their sustainability.
And I know your background, you've worked quite a bit in the world of healthcare, and I know that you are very familiar with the Chicago healthcare scene. Tell us a little bit about that transition from that industry to the industry that you're in now in the world of insurance. I know you continue to have the good fortune to interact with many of the people that you've worked with for decades. But tell us a little bit about why that took place and how that took place.
Well, the opportunity came along. I had been in healthcare fundraising, actually, for 10 years. And during this 10 years, it was probably the most volatile 10 years in the history of healthcare. The Affordable Care Act was probably the greatest act of law since Medicare and Medicaid came in 1964. So the impact you saw and the volatility throughout the whole industry was immense, and it really forced hospitals, doctors, administrators to really rethink their model regarding healthcare and how they go about providing care for their patients. And that model will be continue to morph. It'll continue to be volatile. My boss over at Norwegian American Hospital, Jose Sanchez, said it's not the smartest people who will figure this out. It will be the ones who are able to put the model that will sustain their hospital or their system as well as provide the best care for their patients.
Ed, I want to be perfectly honest. Generally speaking, I am a man of my word, and I promised our listeners that we'd give them a break from politics. However, I have this opportunity. I have you here in studio, and you just talked a little bit about the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, and that's not a derogatory term. That's the reality, and as we approach the end of his presidency, I know that he looks back and believes that's one of his signature bills. Tell us your predictions for whether it's a Trump presidency or a Clinton presidency. What other changes you expect in the industry that you're in insurance, but also in the industry that I know you're so passionate about, healthcare, and we certainly appreciate the opportunity to have an expert of your caliber here in the studio with us to discuss.
Well, I think no matter if Trump or Ms. Clinton are elected, there will definitely need to be some tweaking. The major issue, two of them, was, you know, if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor, has not panned out, as well as the cost of the overall system has really risen to a point where people are just walking away, as well as insurance companies walking away. So either candidate will have their hands full as trying to kind of meld and put together a program that will be able to service the American people and give them the health care that they need and deserve.
And mergers will continue to take place?
I spent 22 years in banking, and I always thought merger mania was limited to banking until I got into health care. And what you're seeing is just an incredible explosion of mergers. I think sustainability will happen through mergers. I think economies of scales are going to be incredibly important, and you're going to see very mega systems develop. You're already seeing it in Ascension is a great example. That's 103 hospitals, and they own the Alexian Brothers. They are part owners of the Adventist in Illinois, but they have 38 other states that they're in. So you're going to see large systems develop for economies of scale to be able to provide affordable care.
And you continue to be involved in development, nonprofit development, and fundraising, and assisting organizations in raising money.
I've gotten out of the direct fundraising side.
You have a day job now.
Yeah, but now I am active with boards. I served for 12 years with Avenues to Independence, which is a local Park Ridge wonderful group of people that service handicapped as well as individuals with Downs and cerebral palsy, autism, providing jobs and housing and transportation. So I look to serve. I'm talking with the Alzheimer's Society, getting involved with them. So looking still to make an impact, I think we're all called to do such a thing.
Ed, I want to continue that discussion about your philanthropic work and the issues that I know you're so passionate about personally and professionally. Once again, we are chatting with Ed Yurnell, the Area Vice President for Arthur J. Gallagher. I like what you said. Large mom and pop operation. Very, very large company. And we're thrilled to have your perspective here in studio. We're going to be right back to continue that discussion with Ed Yurnell of Arthur J. Gallagher Chicago. Don't touch the dial. More for you after the break.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm BJ Taylor taking a look at traffic. The outbound Edens Expressway delay free at 19 minutes from the junction out to Lake Cook Road, but the inbound side is 27 minutes from Lake Cook back into Montrose. On the outbound side of the Kennedy, 11 minutes out to Montrose. In the local lanes, 8 in the express lanes, 28 from downtown all the way out to O'Hare. Inbound 36 from O'Hare, 15 in from the junction. Outbound Eisenhower is a 22-minute commute from downtown to Mannheim, 34 to Thorndale. Inbound 43 minutes from Thorndale and 30 from Mannheim. On the outbound Stevenson, 21 minutes from Lakeshore Drive to Cicero, 35 out to the Tri-State, 45 minutes out to 355, 39 back in from
non-mobile. But as I like to say, Steven Jobs created the greatest invention since fire with the iPad, and it allows Andrew to have a voice. It allows Andrew to search the web. It allows Andrew to have a world outside of where he sits. It's an amazing journey for him. We are able to have all these items for him. But the one thing that I'd like to express is that is that all these individuals that are out there, this is really about having a productive form of life, being able to be a functional member of society. So being able to have jobs and have opportunities and places to go and to have a social center, it really is important for these kids and for these individuals who live their life and have the journey just like we do.
Ed, throughout the program, we've been talking about ways that everybody, I guess everybody has their unique challenges, ways that people can be productive. Ed, typically many individuals like Andrew are referred to as having special needs. We all have special needs, don't we?
Yes.
We all have our unique challenges. For some of us, we struggle with ways to be fit. For some of us, it's about perhaps the mental challenges of staying focused. And throughout the program, we talked with Albert, we talked with Lewis about those things. Andrew has his own challenges, and there are many others like Andrew. Tell us a little bit about the work of the organizations that you're supporting in finding vocational opportunities. And tell us, more importantly, how our listeners can get involved and do their part.
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned, I worked on the board with Avenues to Independence, and they have a work center in Wheaton. Unfortunately, we have seen jobs dry up or go elsewhere. We were actively involved with PepsiCo, with Xerox, with Sara Lee, other organizations that have unfortunately taken their jobs either overseas or somewhere else. And we have seen our work center struggle to find jobs and work for our clients over there. So what I'd like to ask is that have the business community come together and be able to provide help for these individuals, provide work. This isn't about ROI. This isn't about bottom line. This is about corporate social responsibility, making an impact in your community, as well as helping shape your brand that is part of that community. Every one of us, wherever our jobs are, there are individuals that have these needs, and you can't get away from that. So why not make an impact, and why not help these individuals by providing them an opportunity for job or job placement or whatever else companies can do to provide an existence and an impact for these people?
And you just said it. We all know someone. We all know some relative, some neighbor, somebody impacted in some way. And again, it doesn't matter whether it's CP, autism, Downs. Again, all of us, we all have our own special needs. And in fact, I just want to take it a step further, Ed. I know for many of the employers that small business owners, too, it's not just the big companies like Xerox and PepsiCo, it's small businesses that have employed some individuals with very special needs. And they have actually said that that there are far fewer mistakes being made. These are incredibly talented young adults and individuals with special needs, and that's the best way to describe it.
Well, absolutely, Shalom. The executive director over at Avenues of Independence is a gentleman by the name of Bob Okazaki, and he said the jobs that our clients learn will take them 3 or 4 hours. It would take us 5 or 6 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
But we would be bored in an hour. They would be bored never.
That's right. They would appreciate it.
They would appreciate it. They would just thrive. They would be, as you mentioned, doing a better job than most and just making an impact, not only for their families and their social circles, but also for the company that they're serving.
Ed Durnell, I'd love to continue the discussion, but believe it or not, we've got just 30 seconds remaining. If you don't mind, if you can share the information for however you want people to get in touch with you or get in touch with the organization.
But, please get a hold of me at area code 630-634-4573. Would love to continue the discussion.
Absolutely, and we'll be sure to continue this discussion both about healthcare and changes that likely are upcoming, but also about what you're so passionate about. Thank you so much for the important work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And we've got more tips for you after this quick break. Chicago, don't touch this dial.
Great.
7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. So Forbes, back in May of 2015. Published a brief article called Why the Future of Work is All About the Employee Experience. Once again, that's by Forbes in May 2015, and it articulates several interesting points on this very popular topic. Similar to the more familiar term of customer experience, how the employee interacts with your organization throughout the entire employee lifecycle is referred to as the employee experience. Much like marketing and sales teams traditionally develop and continually improve the customer experience to grow revenue, HR, human resources, and leadership should focus on the employee experience in order to compete for and retain skilled talent. And the article by Forbes, again titled "Why the Future of Work is All About the Employee Experience," really discloses why organizations have always assumed that they can create a place where they assumed people needed to work there and are now realizing that they must create a place where people want to work there. What an interesting shift that forces leaders to focus on ways to improve the general workplace experience and culture. And that's not an easy feat. There are many components that come together to create a positive employee experience. Consider everything from your hiring practices to professional development opportunities, job flexibility, variety in work responsibilities, and even your general workplace culture. Does every aspect of working for your organization come together to create a positive experience? Fascinating that the author also recognizes that the employee experience dilemma is not going to be solved the same way by every organization. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. The article actually indicates that what works for Google may not work for your organization and vice versa. So how can you better understand your current employee experience in order to strategically improve it? Larger companies may have the advantage of with in-house human resource departments and large leadership development teams. If you own or work for a smaller mid-sized business looking to compete in this area, I'd suggest consider partnering with a professional employer organization. We've used this term before on the show. You should be familiar with it. It's a PEO, a professional employer organization. Tandem HR, our good friends over there and our supporters of this program, they are a Chicago area PEO, a professional employer organization that assists hundreds of small and mid-sized businesses create exceptional workplaces. They also help clients save time and money while growing their business by taking on the administrative tasks associated with human resources, benefits, payroll, tax administration, regulatory compliance, and risk management. If you want to learn more about Tandem HR or PEOs in general, I'd suggest visit their website at tandemhr.com. They have a fascinating blog with great information, tandemhr.com, or just give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You'll be happy that you did, and they're always happy to talk. Free consultation, talk with Tandem HR. That's why we call them our solution center, 630-928-0510, or their website, tandemhr.com. And I'm just shaking. I'm just shaking because what a fantastic lineup of guests we had here today. I learned so much, as I do every week when I come into this beautiful studio. We started with Albert Ferguson of Fitness Matrix, talked about how professionals, regardless of how busy you are, can restructure diet and exercise in your busy work life. We spoke with Luis Araz, who shared with us why companies need to, frankly, need to make some changes to support a healthier culture and lifestyle for their employees, and will actually save them money. What a fantastic, fascinating discussion. And finally, Ed Durnell from Arthur J. Gallagher talked to us a little bit about some of the changes taking place in healthcare, but also talked about the story of his son, Andrew, and his passion about great organizations helping find vocational opportunities for individuals with special needs. And I'll just conclude with that comment that we all have special needs and we all have our unique abilities. And that's why it's so important to support great organizations like that. It's also so important this Tuesday to get out and vote. That's right. Get out and vote this Tuesday. You have no excuse. There's nobody that has permission to miss out on this important election. Doesn't matter who you vote for. Get out there, find your polling place, get involved in the process. You cannot complain that something's not right unless you took action to make it happen. So again, this Tuesday, Election Day, get out and vote. Until next week, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. Get on my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts. Talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. For the past